I think one of the things we can do is to ask people, why do you say something is good or something is evil? And a lot of people have not given any thought to that. They just know something's good or they know it's evil. Well, of course it's good or of course it's evil, but wait a minute. Aren't you a relativist? I mean, aren't you a person who says, well, that may be good for you, but it's not good for me. And that might be, you can call that evil, but come on, don't be a fundamentalist, intolerant person who says this kind of behavior is evil. But see, when you turn around and say to them, all right, do you believe there is any such thing as evil in the world? Most will have to honestly answer yes. I'll never forget a conversation I had on an airplane with a young man, I would say probably mid-20s. He's now into being a business person, but he had graduated with his master's degree. And he thought of himself as an intellectual. So we were sitting there talking attempting to share Christ with him, and we were talking about things, and he said that he was a moral relativist, that he didn't believe that ultimately there was any right or wrong. And so I looked at him and I said, okay, so do you think the Holocaust was wrong? Do you think it was evil? And then he realized the position he was in, and he's sitting there and he goes, well, he said, I would say it was a mistake. And I said, well, first of all, even that you would say it was a mistake, you are saying, therefore, it wasn't the best. It was, in fact, something that was, in some sense, wrong. But the very fact that you would even call it a mistake and refuse to call it what it clearly is, evil, shows that you are trying to be consistent with a worldview that you like. You like the idea that there's no right or wrong, and then you have a complete freedom to do whatever you want to. You don't have any moral judge. You don't have a creator. You won't be held accountable to him. You won't stand before him. That is a very appealing idea. That's a wishful thinking type idea. But in actual fact, for you to deny the fundamental evil of the Holocaust shows that you're out of touch with reality. And I believe that deep in your heart, you know what you just said is wrong. You know it was evil, don't you? Don't you really know it was evil? And actually, he, you know, backed down and pretty much admitted that, yeah, I guess it really was evil. Well, the moment you've gotten him to see the inconsistency of his worldview and to acknowledge there is such a thing as evil, that there is such a thing as good, then the question becomes, where do goodness and evil come from, and how do we measure them? How do we know? I mean, because you could say, well, if it's just how you feel about it, well, Hitler felt good about what he was doing. I mean, he felt like it was right. So if it's all defined by somebody's opinion, then, and there is no right and wrong, then, you know, who are we to judge Hitler?